Technical difficulty.
Okay, do it now, again. There you go.
I call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District, Thursday, April 12th, 2018. MJ?
Yes, Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Oglin?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here. How would you, Lori, like to lead us in a pledge of allegiance?
I would love to.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, so I need a motion to approve the agenda. I move we approve the agenda as presented. Thank you.
And I second it.
Thank you.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Oglin?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. 5-0. All right, so we're on the consent calendar. Consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless the request is made by the Board of Directors to remove a specific item. What say you?
Madam Chair, I'd like to first of all start by thanking all the staff for all their reports. They are informative and it is exciting to see the teen center numbers growing like they are. So I'm sure it has nothing to do with the food that they're making out there. But we did bring up again that food thing, okay, just so you can know to the teen center director that.
Quit putting those pictures on.
But they're doing a great job, and we thank them all in the academy. So I would move the consent calendar as presented.
You have a second?
I second.
Okay, Director Oglin?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. 5-0. Okay, so we're at 5 presentations and introductions. 5A, an update on our recreation program by Lori Chalifo. Did I say that right, Lori?
Chalifo, yeah.
Chalifo,
yeah.
Our recreation coordinator.
That was good.
Welcome, Lori.
Oh, thank you. Happy spring, Rick.
Happy spring.
A little sunshine, a little rain, still going here. The extravaganza was a great, great success. We had a great time. We had lots of great food. We did 6,000 eggs. We estimated about 500 people because they did registration at the table. Great collaborative partnership with Mount Diablo High School and their culinary department. They worked with White Pony, and we had 3 or 4 tables filled with free food that they picked up that morning, which is absolutely amazing. I will have lots of pictures of that on my next report, which is kind of fun. But we had the games, we had the crafts, kids had a ball. We had the Bay Point Academy out there helping us, directing the kids where the eggs were. So it was wonderful to have them a part of this collaborative partnership. So if you have any questions on that, I'll be glad to answer them. But like I said, I will have the next report in May. The Rec Guide is out.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You guys see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Send me another one so you can have it.
No, we all
took it. There you go.
Yeah, it was fun to see.
Yeah. And if you go on to the ambrosrec.org, the Rec Guide's on there, and you just use your little mouse and it flips the pages, and it has the Ambrose page highlighted. Mm-hmm. So you go right to it. We got 5 pages this year, which is great. We have our parks in it.
Nice.
We have all of our programming. We have our academy in there, pictures of our academy, our teen center. It does have also an ad about our CC Cafe. It's with the senior program, and it has both Bay Point on top, and then it has the Pittsburgh Senior Center, and they are really excited that we're advertising for them. It has, we have our new programs, which is our tap, ballet, and jazz, which will be starting. Real excited about that. We have our adult international dancing, as well as our fantastic programming of our karate classes, our folklorical classes, and our exercise classes. And we're really excited. Our first 5 start Tuesday night. We are full, and we have a wait list of like 8 kids.
Oh,
but we only had a certain amount of grant money that we could use, so it was huge. and our basketball program.
Oh, cool.
Just over the top, so we've had requested to do new basketball, which we're starting those. Our pre-ballet, which starts April 21st on Saturday, we have a full with 8 list of like 10 kids. Mm-hmm. They are so excited about the ballet classes, so that's from 2 to 4 year olds. We are going to really highlight our new programs.
Wait, slow it. That's for 2 to 4 year olds?
Yes.
I want to come just to see cuteness value.
2 to 4, and then we have 4 to 6, so we have two different ages.
The cuteness value will be unbelievable. Amen.
They're so excited, these kids are rich. The parents are excited to share this with their kids. You'll see a lot of action going on at our baseball fields. We have the Junior Pirates, and now that's their home field.
Cool.
They also do flag football they'll have out there. We start our T-ball program this Saturday, completely full.
Mm.
So that's really exciting because we're getting back to the sport area. And if you've seen them out there doing some things, they are renting our field. And the first month they were out there, but we weren't charging a fee because we noticed they're grading the grounds, they're putting new soil in. They're getting the weeds, they're making it a safe environment. They even fixed the fence. Some of the fence was down and broken. They fixed the fence out there. So that was really fun. And it was nice to have it looking great for our extravaganza because our community could see it. One of our other new things we're having is on April 24th, coming up in 2 weeks, from 6 to 9, is our paint class. This includes $35.
I want to do this.
It's canvas and paints and brushes are included in it. Mm-hmm. I challenge you to bring a friend, sign up, you can register online, and for $35, I think it's a great thing to get people in our community to know that right here in this our community center, we have things like paint nights and sports things for them. The more we get people here, the more we can basically market what programs we have for
sure.
So yes. We're really excited about that.
That's
so I'll see you all there, right?
Excellent.
You can go right online and you can register and bring a friend, and I want to see your art. We're going to display it and get in the paper and put pictures up and get you the board out there. So I put some of your artwork, and let's see, anything else? Lastly, or most importantly, our pool will be opening on Memorial Weekend. We're really excited because we have our aquatic program in the guide and we're already getting registrations for it. We've also added rentals there on Friday and Saturday nights from 5:30 to 6:30, 8:30. We already have 2 rentals booked.
22.
So we're really excited about that. And we want to expand a little bit. There's a couple plans that we have that we hope we can implement in this, our 2018 year. Our sales for our covers poles, they're up. The sales are at the pole. We just have to hook them up with all this weather. We don't want to put them up too soon.
Yeah.
But that'll cover that south side of the lawn area. And we're hoping to expand to do birthday parties and different things there. So we're getting excited. The season's coming up quick.
Yeah.
Season's coming up. One sunny day, it was crazy how the phone started ringing about swim lessons. So we need a few more sunny days for people to get excited about it. Oh, and lastly, we got a partnership with Mount Diablo Cares Program. It's a camp they have in the summer. The school's run. We have them coming to the pool on Friday mornings from 9:30 to 12, and that's going to be part of their camp curriculum with exercise.
So
good.
I have a question.
Yes.
On this painting thing, it's just that one day?
It's just the one night.
Okay.
And what she does,
is
she actually really shows you, she helps you put the background on, and then the next step, and the next step. So you don't have the picture up there, and you just don't paint it. She leads you through the different areas of the picture and the painting itself. So kind of fun. So hope to get more. Yes.
Chair.
Yes, please.
And as you say, she, who is she?
Her name is Cheryl. It's
Cheryl.
Cheryl, and it's right on the flyer. Her name is Cheryl. Well, actually, it's not on the flyer. It's in
it
our
Creations
Way Cheryl.
Yeah.
And then a little more information
okay.
on it is in
yeah.
our rec guide. If you look
yeah.
on our rec guides page, we have page 22, 23, 24, 25. And one of the comments that I've gotten from a lot of people in the community is about our parks, that we didn't really have parks. And so we have a map of our parks also in our district.
Excellent.
I know it's kind of small, but if you go on the website,
mm-hmm.
it's fantastic. It's bright, and you can really see it. So on our website now is listed all of our parks, you know, with a picture.
Right.
Madam Chair, Lori, thank you, and Doug and the City of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
This is so
cool.
Unbelievably cool. an unbelievably professional and different than we've ever had. That it's just amazing. You know, I always think back to when people have vilified us for having a relationship with those fine people on Railroad Avenue, and we are so lucky to have the City of Pittsburgh team up with us on things like sharing you. And so thank you for all the hard work you do. Thank your partners over on the other side, that we thank them for allowing us to be a part of this. And way to go, Doug.
This went to every home in Day Point.
Day Point's
a great every home. We could never
have all 945-565 area codes.
And also Pittsburgh, by the way.
Yes,
I live in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it went to all 945-565, which is great. And what we did is discovered they have different zones, so it was the complete zone.
We're still waiting for us.
You haven't got yours?
No,
no, just came. Lots of
okay.
That's right. My mailman didn't come till 8 o'clock at night. So.
But you know what? If you did not get yours, supposedly they're all out, and I picked up all the extras today. So please let me know if your neighborhood did not get it, because I've had a couple neighborhoods that I've called the postmaster, and I left a few there for any areas that maybe didn't get it.
It's just, I can't even tell you. It is the most exciting thing in the world to have us have it out where everybody. You know, we have residents of the City of Pittsburgh that live in our district, and it's so important that we interact with the two agencies, and the fact that they would let us put a book out, you know, join in their book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
when
I'm in Pittsburgh, it's great because when I answer the phone there, they go, I didn't know there was two tolls. So people are really realizing, and especially in the new areas, that there is a pull in their community, and I think that's what's really great.
It's exciting.
Anybody else? You know, I want to ask, because they've asked me at the MAC to do a little saying about what we're doing. Is it? I want to ask permission. Is it okay to show this in this book?
Oh, that's all right.
Is that okay?
I'll give you a whole bundle of books.
Okay. Is all I need is just five, so they could. And you don't have to, but you know, it's just that, you know, we're doing such a wonderful job, Laura. You're doing such a wonderful job, and I really applaud you. I know that Mary Jane, and I know over here, I'm over here, I just went blank.
Doug
is doing a tremendous job, more than what people are really giving him credit for. And I feel bad for all the bad mouths that we hear, but if we all close our ears to those bad things that are saying and just look at the positive, I mean, they'll see how big we have grown. These parks are beautiful. You know,
one
they're
thing
gorgeous.
You might do is suggest that Lori come and
do a presentation.
That
would be great, Lori. That would be really great, and I will do that at my next meeting
to ask
if you could be put on the agenda, because I think.
Yeah.
Even though I'm new, but I think you guys are doing a fantastic job, especially from coming from Concord and Antioch.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see their parks, and I really have to say ours are the cleanest. There's no over mattresses and couches by the garbages at some of the parks. I mean, you just see the rats running. It's scary, you know, and I don't see that even over here at the little park down the street, Anuta. It's clean, even though you see them sleeping there, but it's clean. And I don't know how these gentlemen do it, but they keep these parks together. And you can see their heart is there. I'm really, really proud.
Dr. Garcia, you were telling us that you will have a presentation for us next in May, you said? I was giving you some pictures.
In our step report. Oh, okay. There's a young boy, Mount Dabo High School, that took some great pictures with the funny, and he was taking pictures of everything, and he wants to get me the disc, because it wasn't coming over on the internet very well, you know.
Yeah.
The computer was taking like 3 days to get one. So he's going to give me the disc, because I want to get you some great pictures, and I'll have a little bob for it, because it would be fun stuff.
Because I think Ruben has a great idea, but I think it'd be much, much better. You came, like you said.
Yeah.
You put it on the agenda and you had these pictures and
absolutely.
And everything, just to, you know, kind of kind of just show exactly what mm-hmm. we're doing and how we're doing it, and we're not a 15-minute meeting, you know. So I just
want
to say that.
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you very much. And also, it's not on the list yet, but there is a new park in Pittsburgh that just opened.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's at the corner of Leland
yes,
and Port Chicago. It's called the Ray Giacomelli.
Oh,
it's named after a former, a cop who, I guess, he lost his life in action.
An amazing family.
So anyway, they just opened up on April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We had the grand opening on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought it would rain and end up being beautiful.
Leland and Port Chicago.
San Marco.
Which is very close to the
vicinity. Yes, I've seen it. But I was wondering, I guess I missed it.
Yeah.
And Lupe, if you don't mind, I'm going to give you this.
Sure.
This is just the new things happening. So instead of the book, and then our brainstorm, so you can kind of have
that. Thank you, Mina. Yeah, but I want you to also, I'm going to ask for a presentation. Thank you so much, Lori.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lori, for coming tonight.
Wonderful job.
All right. Our second presentation is by our directors, Hoagland and Lopez Garcia, on the California Parks and Recreation Society conference that they attended in March. Who wants to go first?
I think we should both do it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Well, yeah.
Go ahead. I'll let you go first.
Let me just tell you that it was a joy to have Lupe with me. It is exciting to go to the conference in itself. It's more exciting when you go with somebody who's brand new because they have new eyes, and so it was exciting to be with her. There was a lot that went on this year, lots of new things, lots of new equipment, play structures that are different than I've seen, and so that was pretty cool. There was one that, for lack of a better word, looked like that Chinese finger thing, except it's a rope, and you get up on this rope, and it's the swing. So you see how far you can swing yourself back in this rope. And it was hysterical. I mean, they were like, you know, yeah, you could get up and do it. Not without a ladder and an elevator to come down, you know. But it was just, but for the amount of money that it was, other than the fact it had a fairly good footprint, you know, $10,000 for a huge piece of equipment like this that you could just see teenagers getting on and having fun. And it's designed for adults and teenagers to be able to you know, sustain them. But it was good. Long Beach is a great place to have it. Next year it will be in Sacramento. And in fact, Mr. General Manager, if you would please put down March 19th to 21st,
mm-hmm.
it will be in Sacramento.
That's nice.
And so I think the one thing from a class situation, there are not as many things for commissioners and board members as I wish there would be. Our state association is going to be doing more to talk about that with them in the between now and next year. But the classes that we did have and did go to, I think we both learned a great deal. Lupe is nothing but a worrier for all of us. She wanted to make sure that all of us got the same information that she did. And so there's nothing like going up and asking somebody, you know, that's giving away new cars, can I have 7 of them? You know? it's like, you know, so Doug, you and Mary Jane need to know, you didn't have to be there, you were there.
Okay.
And right. When the box is opened, you'll be, yeah. So Lupe is an amazing board member. It would have been great to have had the others of you with us. I think next year, Mr. General Manager, I would suggest that we all go at least one day as a board, given this in Sacramento. There is one day when they have a day where we go to the Capitol. They have a time for us to go over to the Capitol. And so it would be good if our board were there to go to our elected officials' offices. And if I tell you that date now, then you have it, so you can't tell me next year you can't go.
And the date is, the dates are?
March 19th through the 21st.
5/19, 5/21. Nice.
And so I'm excited to hear from Director Lupe from Lopez Garcia, because she extracted so much from the conference.
I did it. You know what, Steve? As I'm talking, can you open this box and give everybody what I have for them? Well, Steve's right. I went to every single person and I talked to them. I want a bottle of wine. I want a beautiful necklace. And I'm just so thrilled over some of this stuff. But what I liked about it was all the things in there, I asked if I could have 7 of them each. And a lot of them gave them to me. So if you have, well, somebody gets a brain and somebody doesn't get a guitar, you know why. Okay? But there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Are there names?
Oh, no, they're all the same.
Nobody.
We've never done that before, have we, JJ?
This is one of the things, the bags that they have out there for the doggy bags. And I thought of you.
Thank you.
And this is what they have in those little things. Those little things.
That is so good.
And you'll see inside your bag, there's all kinds. And then for the seniors, they had these little, I should have been over it. But I really think it's wonderful in war with kids. That's what when I took the workshop, that's what she said she did. For her overactions kids, they put this on them and they make them stretch with it in the water. And it really builds up their legs, and it also kind of gives the teacher, as she was telling me, a little time to explain to the other kids. But these are just so cool, you know, because, you know, they were showing me on the film, and I was like, so cool. I said, Lori, could get a whole bunch of those. So I have some stuff for you too, Lori. Okay? And then I have this stuff here. I went through the bag and I picked out some things that were real important to me. Okay, and this is the tractor things, how to keep our lawns really, really nice. And it's a big, gigantic one. But it also has a disc. And then I was thinking of also the little park down the street, how they would love to have a little gold net. And I have the samples right here. And the colors, and they're really, really neat. That's another one. And then we talked about the bathrooms. Now I'm going to be honest with you. These are $65K. Okay? One bathroom. And what this bathroom does, shoots down water on the commode, on the sink, on the floor, on the toilet. And it shoots out water, then it shoots out air. And you can put the timer on these things. The smallest one was $65K. Then I asked another vendor, and he shows me these bathrooms. And they could even be inside a flood, and they still stay nice.
What's the name of this? Who's that?
Concrete Builders, tough as a Mother Nature. And you can see how they have a flood.
I love it. Tough as a Mother Nature.
Yeah. So here's another one for the bathroom. And then this is another one for the net.
Soccer nets.
And the other one was Tambard. This is the best one that I like. It had some that smell like cookie. You know, like you could eat it. It some smell like poo-poo. But this is the best one I like. So if you guys want to smell that. But this is for the Tambard. No, it smells good. It smells good. I'm not telling tales. And then this one here is about the surface grass where it's not real grass. Okay, and they gave me a little disc. So you could see the disc and you could see what they're talking about. Okay, these are the ones that I felt were important. I have a whole bag full. Then we were talking about the fountains. Okay? We were talking about the Phelps, how they want Phelpsons on 2 in Lynbrook and so many. But you know what? These babies are expensive. And you have to make sure that the water is clean or else you're going to get the faucets and stuff. So here's some more stuff that I found out. And if you call the guy, he'll give you the prices. But they're really nice. They even have some for dogs. And this is another one about the fountains. This is, he just sent this to me. And I tried to make sure he got it to me before my meeting tonight. So he did. And this is all the colors here. And it's also a graffiti. So all you need to use is this kind of chemical. And all the graffiti comes off. Because that's one of the things I said, graffiti. And he said, and you guys also have a whoopee cushion in there. They're cute. And there's different sizes, different ones. But I thought this was really, really important. I have a whole bag over here for you, too. They have a little disc. But I think the main one that I really enjoyed was the one that Steve had me go to. And this was Scholarship Award Banquet. And I'm going to be honest with you. Hey, we need to give these people some money so that we can help other young people to come in and to at least be able to come in and get a degree with us. And it doesn't cost much, $5, $10 if you guys could do it. You know, but every little bit helps. So if we could at least, you know, dig in our purses, dig in our wallets, and Steve handed these out too. But if we could, because I met a couple of the gentlemen there, young ones, that were scholarshiped by this award. And it was such a wonderful feeling too to see this young blood coming up saying, I'm starting into my forestry. I'm doing different things. And I was just really, really impressed. You also have some of these things for your phone in there.
It's a
little giveaway for a phone thing where you're talking on your phone. You can put your finger there.
Sock pop.
We have a lot of these whenever you get stressed.
How did you know we were so stressed? Yeah.
Aren't they neat? But they're all different.
Yeah.
So they're all different, and so I asked everybody for 7 of everything to make sure everybody gets.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And enjoy,
and yelled at classes. And yelled at me.
Oh, because he's not a team player.
I was not collecting stuff. And she was like, that guy said you'd have 2 trees. I can't believe you didn't go get 2 trees.
I told him that. I needed 7. And I went earlier and I got 2, then I got 2 more. So I just needed 3 more to make 7. And so I said, okay, just for 2. So when I asked the guy for the trees, he said, oh, you could only have 2. So I took 2. Then I looked at Steve.
You're like, come on, buddy.
And he just walked by. I go, Steve, why did you ask for 2 trees? He goes, well, don't worry, there's tomorrow. I said, what do you mean tomorrow? I have 5 classes to go to. I don't know if I'll have time. But I got him anyway. But anyway, and then about the classes, I want to talk about the workshops. They were so, so informative to me. I went to 10 of them. And I mean, I was like jumping to one to the other, and there's even a couple of them we had to sit on the floor. It was so packed. The only thing I didn't like about it is that they didn't give us enough time, because there were a lot of people. There were a lot of people there. And every classroom that I went to was packed. They only had floor.
Wow.
And there was some of us sitting on the floor. And I learned about different things that we could do at the pool. I learned about how we can make more money at the pool by, you know, doing the umbrellas, you know, renting the tables, doing the umbrellas, sell bathing suits, you know, sunscreen, towels, all that stuff with our logo on it. And, you know, it's worth a lot because the kids want to get our bathing suits with our name on them, you know. And I thought it was so, wow, that's great. And then the lady had like a towel with her logo on it. And I said, hey, that's cool. She goes, yeah, the only thing cool about it is when the kids forget it. then their parents will go in there and buy them one. Or at the beginning, you sell air out of everything because everybody wants to have the bathing suit. And then they said about the umbrellas, the picnic tables, the whatever they could rent, they rent. And then they bring them back with their deposits and stuff, but they do make a lot off of there. And then the goals, I've learned about the goals too, how to set goals for us and to continue that we partner up with it. Like three or two or you know, but it should be more than one person on a goal that we pick, and we just make sure that everybody does it. And then what also I liked was this elderly, I tried to get that information, but they didn't get it to me yet. But it's an adult for senior citizens, which I think would be fantastic for a senior citizen. They have them over here in Antioch, and I didn't have a chance to go take a picture. But what that consists of them is to do exercise. They do exercise on it, and they, I have it in the car too. But the surface has to be soft, so we'll have to get some of the cushion surface to go down.
Greenfield.
That's it.
So you have the name for the, because I think in your stuff you have that.
Yeah, I looked and I was looking so fast.
Greenfield, and it's one of the things that I wish that we would do as a board, take as a board as an item of action, is to look into getting some of those there, those exercise things that if you remember when we went, that you guys made me hold until you could find your stupid cameras to take my picture while I was dying, holding my own weight, you know. And I'm fat, so it was a long time.
Yeah.
But those exercise things are, you know, a lot of them are you're using your own body weight for your what you're lifting. But they had things for seniors, they had things for handicapped. So you have the ability, and the footprint for them is very small. I was shocked. I mean, literally in the area where the patio is at the going out of the dining room, you could put one on either side, and the two people could be exercising individually but visiting with each other as they're doing it, so they're, you know, engaged with someone else. And even in our smallest pocket park, you could put, you know, an exercise piece like this, because then someone can walk from their local neighborhood, tie the dog off to the fence, and do some exercising. It is living within our mission of trying to provide, you know, opportunities for recreation and health and stuff in our community. And so Greenfield has a number of different styles of these. They're all the paint they use today is weird. It's different than it used to be. So that's where she was talking about the anti-graffiti stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The way they've got them painted with whatever it is they use now, you can rub it off and it goes away. But the footprints are small. You know, you could use them around the outside of the pool area so that the parents could be doing something while their children are swimming. You know, it could be at Anuta, it could be at Lynbrook, and you don't have to have a full pad, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to have, it's not like playground equipment where you have to have a whole bunch of different pieces.
Mm-mm.
You know, one or two pieces is equipment, because
it's
two people can, you know, be exercising.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting that they had the senior stuff, because given the number of seniors that we have come for lunch, you know, it would certainly be nice to have something that they could, without going anywhere, you know, do some exercise. Sorry, go ahead.
No, but you did it perfect, thank you. But that is one of the things that I would like to put out here for our elderly, you know, people, because I think they really need to do more exercise. And if we did have it at one of the pocket ones, that's one of the things they can mark off. Because it is, you could use it, old and the young could also use it. And plus you have that padding there with only, I think, there was three strips or two strips that went under it. So in case they fell, they'll fall on the sponge. You know, but I think it's excellent. I would like to please at least put two out here, if it's possible. if it's in our budget or, you know, whatever. But I do have the literature. I just couldn't find it. But I just think it's perfect.
So, Mr. General Manager, thank you very much for sending us. Board,
yes.
Thank you for
thank
sending
you.
Us. As you can tell from that, you could imagine, you know, four or more of them being that same jazz. You know, it. She's infectious. You know, she's come back. She's excited. She's excited about her opportunity to serve the community, and
yes.
So. But she learned, and that was the thing that was amazing, was is that we had just gone through the first five community meetings, and you know, they're talking about wanting all these bathrooms and stuff. Well, the problem is that it's great to say I want, okay? I mean, I want a government that doesn't have a debt, okay? But I ain't never gonna get one, so might as well quit wishing for it, okay? Bathrooms are kind of the same way. I mean, you know, I want one. But when you ask people in different communities, I sat next to a young man from Concord in one of the sessions, and I said, you know, oh, you know, putting bathrooms in all the parks, and he said, no, that's the last thing, you know. After you put in, you know, put in dead grass, then you think about bathrooms, you know. Bathrooms are the last thing, and it's because it isn't just the cost of purchasing it, okay? I mean, it's easy to say $100,000, let's just check that box off, we got a bathroom. But then the bathroom needs staffing every single solitary day, 7 days a week. Someone's got to go and take care of toilet paper and all of the necessary things. And then, you know, they were talking about at Lynbrook Park. And so our chair lives at Lynbrook, you know, that's her park.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to have a bathroom up against your fence? Ain't it a joy? And so, okay, we won't put it against your fence because that'd make you mad, but we'll put it against the other
neighbors.
It's a neighborhood park. Mm-hmm. We have to be good neighbors with our neighbors, you know. And so when you put things in and they talk about, you know, the square footage of what you need for a bathroom, then you need the water. Okay, well, we all know we heard water late last month. We know we have the most expensive water in the world. And you got a sewer, okay. And so it is not just $100,000, okay? It's likely $100,000 a year, I'm guessing, Mr. General Manager, that you have to budget to take care of those things. And so then you have the crime thing, you know, okay, so we can't put them against the fences because it'll upset the neighbors, so we put them against the street. Now we upset the police because they can't see through our parks, okay? So there's a lot more to wanting something in a park. There's great needs in the park. You know, having fountains in the park is great. Having benches in the park is great. We want you to come and sit and have a drink. But, you know, we want you to get up and move around. We want you to get up and do stuff. And it was, the classes were amazing. I think that you know, getting the opportunity to learn things, and as I said, you know, I told Lori earlier, you know, Lori and Lupe have to get together and have lunch somewhere because, you know, she is like lit up like a Christmas tree for, you know, so. But thank you for going with me because it was great fun and.
I had a ball. I had so much fun. And to find out all these things that we could do, but the only thing is, we don't have the funds. That's what hurts us because we don't have these millions of dollars that we could, you know, spend on. But I wish we did because it would be wonderful.
Anybody have any questions for our board members that want it? Well, thank you,
Lupe,
and thank you, Steve, for attending and coming back. And I'm sure the conference is still talking about Lupe.
Yeah. I'm sure there
and
are notes
ready
going
next
around.
Year with
I
seven.
Know.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, that's really sweet, both of you. Thank you so much.
It's good
too.
Stuff,
like,
isn't it?
Oh, it's that woman from Ambrose.
Right.
That's it.
Just give
that
him a
woman
seven.
From Ambrose.
Just give him a seven, and walk on.
Yeah. No, but I talked
about
it. Everybody.
Yeah.
I talked with everybody.
Of course. Well, thank you guys so much. That was a really wonderful presentation, and I can't wait to take this home. We're moving on to the general manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This Saturday, The Eagle Scout project will be taking place in our garden. He'll be replacing three boxes, the ones that face the road, so the most enticing ones for people walking by. So we've been waiting for that for quite some time. They demolished the ones that were there, and they'll be replacing those on Saturday, so that's exciting. As I've reported to this board on a number of occasions, we have a lot of trees. We have a pretty big urban canopy in our park system, and some of these trees have been around for a very, very long time. Because of that, they are aged, and inclement weather can put them in a very compromising position, one of which fell over, a black acacia, very large tree, and damaged this is at Ambrose Park, where the basketball courts are more used for volleyball, and it fell when nobody was there, thankfully, and it fell against the fence, damaging the fence and the basketball hoop at Ambrose Park, not at Ambrose Center, but Ambrose Park, where the pool is. Yeah. When a tree is laying down like that, is a safety issue. We have to get it out right away. And fortunately, we were able to do that. It was taken care of today. There was one adjacent to it that was in this leaning position and very compromised. And as soon as we found the one initially that had fallen, what I do is I ask them to immediately get it onto the ground so it can't fall. And so they cut it immediately and then came back today and finished up with that. This is not cheap. It's a very expensive proposition. Mm-hmm. Trees are very expensive, and when they present a safety issue, we need to take care of them very quickly. We have another tree that is close proximity to that, those particular trees that they did notice was dead, and they think it needs to be attended to, and so I told them to get that tree down as soon as they can. We have a little bit of time with that, but we need to take care of that. So. This is an issue that's kind of an ongoing issue. We will have an assessment of our trees as part of the new landscape contract, so we can get ahead of some of these things and budget accordingly. I continue to meet with the county on the project that will enhance access, particularly ADA hence access for voting purposes. It will benefit us for people who are accessing our community center. So we're moving into the next phase of that and figuring how to do that incrementally. And so there's a curb cut that will be, there's already a curb cut there, but they will be putting a new one in that's ADA compliant. And then the landing area in front of the door here has sunken. If you haven't noticed, it collects water, so it just needs attention. And the door itself has seen its better days. So those are the three items that we'll be addressing with the county. The board did allocate $5,000 for that project. Mm-hmm. They allocated $7,500, I believe, and then the lion's share is going to be a fundraising proposition by, I think, Federal Glover's office. So, we're looking forward to that project moving forward. I do have a meeting on April 23rd as the initial CDBG meeting for the project that we defined, the new doors and the curtains for the auditorium. And there I show up. If they have questions, I'm happy to answer any of their questions. It's usually a formality that you're there, but anyway, we're moving forward with that project, and we'll see if it, hopefully they'll recommend that to the Board of Supervisors for approval. Another great addition for, you know, enhancing that particular facility. And I'm in the process of interviewing candidates for office assistant that was approved by the board. This is a position that's temporary to help Mary Jane during the very, very busy time, May through August. Also, it's part of a succession program. I'll explain that to each one of the candidates, that we are looking to get somebody to fill Mary Jane's position as she slowly puts her landing gear down and is planning for retirement. So it's always smart to do that, especially when there's this much institutional knowledge that we need. So we've had several applications. I did interview one today, and it looks like we've got some definite possibilities there. So, and that's my report. Thank you.
I've got a question. Mm-hmm. I noticed that the lawn around the pool doesn't look very good, and there's no traffic on it. And I know that last year we had some issues with it after. Is it still a problem?
Is it on the outside or inside of the pool?
Inside.
Inside the pool.
It seems like it should be like vividly green and lush because no one's being.
Well, it's you're right. It's new grass, and it goes through that shocking period, and also, you know, it carries over through, you know, the winter when parts of it can go dormant. I'd have to figure out what part of that is bluegrass, because there's a large bluegrass part of that, and that will go dormant, make it look kind of lousy this time of year. It'll start getting much better as we see it greened up. We're debating on whether we want our maintenance crew to take care of that lawn, or we're going to have it over to the landscape architect. Laura, you may have more to say about that.
Yeah, due to the fact that the landscapers come in, they just kind of mow the lawn, and everything goes all into the pool. Our maintenance gentleman would like to take responsibility of the lawn inside the fencing, because he would control where all the grass is going to make his job easier. Yeah, than having to clean the pool.
So anyway, we'll keep an eye on that to see that that comes back to life. The unfortunate thing with grass is if it's looking bad, it's generally because there's a lot of use and a lot of foot traffic, which is a good thing. It means that people are using our parks.
Right.
And with that particular area, it's going to get a lot of traffic. We hope there's a lot of traffic, but, you know, it's good at the beginning of the season. But to your point, it should be looking its best now, and I'm assuming that next year, right around this time, it should probably be looking a little bit better through one season.
Thank you so much. Anything else? I do have a question. Will we have some sort of a sign at the park that says pool will open at a certain date? Do you plan to do something like that?
In the park or prior, or going into the park?
Whichever.
Yeah, we're
working
on that.
I think it would help.
Yes.
Baby. You will have some signs.
Yes.
Okay,
good. That's what I'm working on, but the park, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'll be working with the county to see that we can, on the Orbisonio Heights.
That we can
reserve a place there for, and just be temporary.
Because there was a sign last year.
There was, yeah. It was blowing around and stuff. We'll see if we can improve on that a little bit this year and get something there to point to the park from Bailey Road. So.
Thank you, General Manager. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have no legal counsel report tonight. We're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do we have anything, Mary Jane?
No.
Madam Chair,
yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question? At this point, being we're in public communication, can I ask that we ask our resident deputy to identify himself and introduce himself to the board?
Please.
So I'm Debbie Ensch. I met most of you guys last time.
Yeah. Pete, right?
Yeah, Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you go by Peter?
Yes.
Peter, okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming to me.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Appreciate it.
Last time he was playing basketball on the court with the kids before
kids.
The meeting, I'm like that.
No, I just played basketball with them for a t-shirt, so some people wanted t-shirts, so that's pretty cool.
I love it. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
I do like to say the extravaganza he was there and was helpful.
Extravagant? No.
Extravagant,
yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, unfortunately we had the Citizens Academy, so I can only go for a little bit just to say hi.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Thank you so much. Okay, moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to specific items being discussed at this time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and there are no board matters tonight. Public hearing, we don't have any. Closed session, we don't have any. We are now moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each member is given an opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments. Anybody?
I have. I attended this Monday of sending in
Tim Grayson
and our Senator Fraser. They were both here, and they had quite a turnout. They were very appreciative that we allowed them to have the meeting here at Ambrose. We were mentioned early in the meeting and then when they were ending. So good call to have them.
that was it. I introduced myself and chatted with them briefly, because you know there's all kinds of people wanting to talk to them. So, but it was a good turnout.
Awesome. Director Hoffman, you have anything? How about?
No.
Well, I'd like to thank again the staff for all these wonderful, wonderful reports, and so proud every time I read this. Like, we have so many things going on in Ambrose, and just wonderful. I mean, everything, all the new programs, get me so proud. And then we're already getting ready to work on the 11th. Bay Point Spring Derby, which is going to be held on May 28th. It's also here, so thank you for putting that in. So impressed. You remembered. Thank you. And I don't know if I should announce it, but because we have a very limited group of people working on the Spring Derby, and our bandwidth is not that wide or big or whatever, we are thinking we will rest after this one, unless we get more resources, which means personnel,
right,
funding, all that stuff. We basically have only three members of the committee and then me to help them out. So we need more resources, but we want to go out with a bang, as Eva would say. So we're doing it this the 28th of May, and we'd like to invite all of you. Please come. Of course, we'd like the members to be there and walk. And we are actually going to ask our chair to be our MC for the Memorial Day, Memorial Ceremony. So,
that's awesome.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I wanted to also add, is it possible we could have one of the trucks come down in our parade also? And
oh, that's Steve's job.
Oh, Steve.
That's the general manager permission.
Well, somebody will handle it, right? Somebody will handle it.
We do it every year.
Okay, thank you.
I ran into Tina from the water district on one of my walks. And she just wanted us to know that she hasn't gotten back to us yet on your question about the agricultural rate. It's only because it's taking a lot of time through her company to try to figure something out. Doesn't mean anything's going to happen, but she thought she would have an answer in a week, and when I saw her, it was like 3 weeks and several days. And so she just, you know her, she's so conscientious. I told her we knew if she wasn't getting back, it's because she didn't have the answer. So, and Lori, thank you so much. And I feel the way that the rest of the board does, and May said so eloquently. We have so many great things happening in our community, not just our park district. And although these meetings aren't well attended, the MAC meetings are. And I think it would be great. I know you've got a lot of things going in your life, work and personal, but I think they should hear the people there, all the awesome things to be proud of in their community and things that they can do. They're associated with the park district. So if you do that, thank you so much and for everything that you do. And of course, general manager Mary Jane and Debbie, who's not here, always.
Yes.
I call, you answer. It's just how you guys do it. So.
Madam Chair, can I ask a question of general manager?
Yes.
We have a public meeting coming up regarding Clearland, correct?
There is a meeting coming up. It is not, they didn't finalize the date yet, unfortunately, but it's part of their due diligence where they're engaging with the public. When you, in terms of a public meeting, they're inviting the public to come and give feedback about their proposed use of the land. So.
And so, Mr. General Manager, will you please make sure that the board gets emailed on that date?
Sure.
And board members, can I ask that we please try to attend?
Yes.
It's them, the buyer, trying to get the community input and to get the community to buy into it, so that the sale goes through.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know.
We have an interest.
Yeah, I think we have a dual interest, you know, as residents and as board members. So.
Good call. Did you have something?
But do we have to, I'm sorry, just a question to the general, do we have to notice that if
it's not our meeting.
It's not our meeting, but because there will be five of, if there's more than three of us attending,
we just don't sit together.
No, we just don't discuss.
Don't talk.
Yeah.
I won't be speaking to you that night.
I'll be snobbing you.
Right, I'll be snobbing you.
Also, my chair.
Yes.
Could I give Mary Jane my travel expenses and stuff?
Yes.
The only thing is I did make a copy.
You want copies?
All right, so anything else before we close the meeting up, folks? Nope.
I'm adjourned.
That's my girl. Do you have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
It's pretty good. I mean, if you just fix up the bathroom, that might be just a thought process.
Well, we have so much fun doing it. Except for Steve's on
This is your hard work.
No, go ahead.
I go every other year.
It's that woman from Ambrose.
Did you bring me?
Yes, I got that.
I was just kidding.
What is it that you're always so hungry? Here, then take this with me, huh?
And just so you have to ask. Why? I'm sorry.
Back here.
About them coming to the
I have.